careful there. Okay, the guy might slug me up. So we have a heter, you know, if it doesn't exactly fit into Rashi, get a little kasha. What the? Okay. I want to say an unusual shmooth. It basically, there's a chidush alev, the Rashiva shmooth. And I just want to say a second shmooth in the same parsha. Shiva said a very yisaitistic ashgafa. And I want to show that there's another chazal in the parsha that seems to show the same basic hashgafa, but I think even further than Rashiva said it. So it's very nice that there's a very yisaitistic ashgafa, and there are two chazals in the same parsha which bring out the hashgafa, except that I believe that the shmooth that I have is even, maybe Rashiva's shmooth is more beferish, more mukhruch, but the mashmooth is maybe even a bigger chiddush. What was Rashiva's shmooth? There's a pasuk. This is a pasuk says that when Yitzhak went ahead and he dug the wells, they were the same wells that Avram dug. Avram had dug some wells, apparently when he left, so the Plishtim closed up the wells, whatever reason is because they hated Avram, so they didn't want there anything to be remembered what Avram did. It's like the Arabs today, they burnt down everything in Gaza. Whatever the Jews made in Gaza, they destroyed it. So it was exactly the same thing. So they closed up the wells that Avram dug, even though it was hurting themselves, but they didn't care. So when Yitzhak came back to Eretz Plishtim, so he redug the wells that Avram dug. And the Pasuk says, Vayikra lehem Shemos, he called them names, because Shemos are Shekonem Aviv, and he gave them the same names that his father gave them. So the Torah points out, makes a highlight, Torah, that he gave the same exact name that his father gave. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, read the Rabbeinu Bechaya inside, that the Torah points this out because it was a schus, it was a right thing to do, it was a mitzvah. And it teaches us basically that a person is supposed to follow the derech avayis. I mean, the last two lines of the first paragraph. He didn't want to change even the names of the beris. In other words, there's such a thing called darkei avos min hagoseim u'musar. That you're supposed to do like your parents, like your rabbeim. There are certain other things that are rishus, isn't it? The fact that Avram called a well by a certain name, that's not darkei avos min hagoseim u'musar. He called a name. He felt there was an appropriate name. He felt that this boar was, it was very pretty, so he called it pretty. You know, I don't know, whatever. He made up a name that was befitting, but there was no mitzvah in that name. It wasn't the Musar concept. The person, the name matched the boar. So if I give it a different name, it's also nothing wrong. So there was no darkei avos min hagoseim u'musar in the names of the bar. But nonetheless, Yitzhak went ahead and was medaktek to call the baris the same names that Avram called because it's the right thing to do. So Rashiva explained, why is it the right thing to do? If it's not darkei ha'ovas, I mean, goseim u'musar, so why is it the right thing to call the baris the same names that your father gave it? So he said it's because it's a way, it's like chinuch ha'musar. It's like reinforcing my connection to my father. You feel more connected. The more you do everything, the same thing your father does, so you feel more connected. And you feel more obligated to stay connected. And you feel less likely to make a change in something else. So there are things that are important to stay the same. And there's a very big Yetzirah sometimes to change. People like to be innovated. They want to change. So by keeping things, everything the same, even things that you're allowed to change, you're going to end up keeping the same things that you're not supposed to change. That's basically the Rabbeinu Bechaya. It's a big chiddush that things that, you know, you would say, that's not part of the Messiah. There's not part of the Messiah. It's not part of the Hashkafa. It's just, you know, the But if that was the Rebbe's minig, he did it this way, and there's some logic, he did it this way, and you should do it also that way, because even though it's not the darkei avos the minig osayim u'musar. Okay, that was Rishiva shmuz. So now I want to say a similar shmuz, and we'll see if it's the same chiddush or maybe a little bit different, but similar. There's a pasuk. Pasuk says that when Esav was 40 years old, he married the Yehudas. Okay. Says Rashi, based on a Medrash Rabbah, Esav hayanimsho lechazer. Esav is like a chazer, a pig. Quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. The chazer, when he lies down, so he sticks out his hooves to show everyone that because a chazer are two kosher simanim. You're chewing your cud and split hooves. The chazer has a split hoof, doesn't chew his cud. So when the chazer lies down, he lies down and he sticks out his feet, which is he shows his kosher simen, because he wants to like say, listen, I'm also kosher. He's like showing off his kashrus. So that's a mashal. Kach, so Esav, even though he was a chazer, he was not kosher, but he showed off when he was kosher, so people should think he's kosher. So Edo means Esav and his followers. But Goyzim, V'choyzim, Omar and Asim Ksherim. They steal and they make believe like they're kosher. How that? Korban Shana, Oya Esav, Son, Oshim, Itachas, Yad, Baleim, Aman, Osam. Here, Esav was being Mizana with women, all he's a playboy, being Mizana, being Ma'anes, whatever. He's acting in a very improper, immoral fashion. Kishahaya ben Arboim, when it gets to be 40, Omar, Abba ben Arboim, Shani Nasi Isha Vanike, I'm going to be a tzaddik, I'm going to follow the Messiah. Messiah is you get married when you're 40. My father got married at 40, I'm also getting married at 40. So Esav went ahead and put on a show that he's a tzaddik, because that's how it would be Shom Ar. They make believe, they go ahead and do Averis. But then publicly, they put on a show that he's a tzaddikim. So the show that Asa picked to show that he's a tzaddik, I assume if this was a show that Asa picked, it probably superficially impressed people that, wow, what a tzaddik, is that he went in and said, my father got married at 40, I'm following the Messiah, I'm getting married at 42. Okay. My kasha is as follows. Why did Yitzchak get married at 40? So we have another Rashi, the beginning of Taldas, says that he Yitzchak ben Arboim shana bekachto es Rivka. So Rashi says he gives a whole cheshbon, because without reading the Rashi inside, just to say it outside, because Yitzchak was 37 at the time of the Akedah. He proves that from the how old Sarah was when she died, and you figure with all cheshbonos. So we know that Yitzchak was 37. And right after the Akedah, we have in the Parsha of Vayera, right after the Akedah brings down that Rivka was born. So if you look at the second, the last line in Rashi, I read Yitzchak Shloshim Sheva Shanim. Yitzchak was 37 at the Akedah. Ubo beperek, as soon as the Akedah was over, Nolda Rivka. Rivka was born at that time. So himtim lo achadei ruyatabia, shalosh shanim v'nosa. So he waited 3 years. There's a minimal amount of time you can marry someone when she's three. And he was mezareis to marry her. Right? So he married her when she was, he was 40. Right? In other words, it's not like people think that it just happened to be that Avram one day woke up and said, I need a shidduch for my son, and they just happened to bump into Rivka, but there was obviously, he says, himten lo. They knew there was a Ruach HaKodesh. They knew that they had to wait for Rivka. They didn't go looking for a shidduch till Rivka was available. They waited, Avram Avinu or Yitzchak, I don't know if they, exactly what they knew, but they must have known in Ruach HaKodesh that your shidduch is not available till now. So they waited, himten lo. They waited till she would be 3 years old, which is the youngest possible age you can possibly marry a girl. And then they went out to Saint Eliezer to marry Rivka for Yitzchak so he could get married when she was three. So it comes out that why did Yitzchak marry at 40? Because he had to wait. Himtanlai was waiting for Rivka. The person on the side says it even clearer. He says that this is a Sefer Er Miklat, it's an early Achron on the Rashis. He says that why did the Rashi tell you this? Because Rashi's bothered, he says, bothered by a question. You're supposed to really get married at 20. Don't tell that to any of the guys in Yeshiva. But okay, but there's Haterim, we can get married a little later. But basically, if you're at least a Talmud Chacham, you're supposed to get married at 20. So why did Yitzchak wait? So that's Rashi's bothered by this Kasha. So if you look at the, again, three lines from the bottom, the Rashi wrote to the Tare, Rashi wants to answer a question. Loma of our Yitzchak, I hold the Amr Chazal, Mishu ben Chavshan of Ein and Osi Yisha, Amr HaKosh Baruch Hal Tevech HaSmosav. He said his bones should blow up. Rat. Okay, Mamsi Rashi, Achezmen, Rashi explains, Shloya Efshalo Lisa Yisha called him. It was impossible for him to marry before 40. Kiloya Basugo Mukheneslo. Now Yitzchak was not, there's also a different Rashi that Yitzchak could not marry a Shivcha because of the fact he was Kaddish. That's why, even though Sarah by Avram, they married a Shivcha, Yitzchak couldn't marry a Shivcha when Rivka didn't have children. So Yitzchak could only marry his one wife, and that was Rivka. She was ready, and he had to wait till she was ready. So therefore, there's no kasha. How come Yitzchak got married before 20? No, I'm sorry, he got married after 20. So what comes out is a steer in Rashi, Zechariah. The second Rashi says that Yitzchak didn't get married at 40 because there's anything special about the age 40. If you would ask Yitzchak, what age are you supposed to get married? We'd say 20. Is there any inyan whatsoever, any dakas of getting married at 40? No, nothing. 40 is just a random age. Well, you got married at 40. Oh, that's because that was when the opportunity arose. If Rivka would have been ready at 39, I would have got them married at 39. If she wouldn't have been ready until I was 41, I would have got them married at 41. It was purely coincidental that I got married at 40. It was meaningless. I wasn't even thinking about it. It didn't either in my das. It was a meaningless factor that I was 40 when I got married. That's not why I got married. I got married at 40 because that's when Rivka was available. I got married at 29, I got married at 39, at 41. Whenever Rivka's available, I'm getting married. So what's Esav coming along and saying, look what a big tzaddik I am. I'm doing the same thing my father did. My father got married at 40, I'm going to get married at 40. It's ridiculous. Your father didn't get married at 40. Your father got married as soon as his shidduch was available. If you want to be like your father, you say, my father got married as soon as his shidduch was available. I get married as soon as my shidduch is available. That would be acting like your father. But 40 was meaningless. There was no, your father didn't even, he might not even know he was 40 in a sense. In other words, it was not relevant to anything. It was a meaningless factor. You're not acting like your father. There wasn't something that your father did. It's just coincidental. So, and yet, it seems that this was a way of Esav Fakir, but Esav was showing off, look what a tzaddik I am, as if it's a gewaltige thing. And was, of all the things that Esav wanted to pick to show off his tzidkus, he showed up this. If I was there, I would have laughed in Esav's face. This is tzidkus, this is stupidity. Your father got married in 40. Nothing, your father didn't get married. There was no das getting married at 40. So apparently, it's the same Ashkafa, I think that the Rishiva was saying, that's how, that there's an inyan. You're right, Yitzchak got married at 40. He didn't even know he was 40 for all you know. Obviously he knew, but theoretically, it wasn't relevant. It was just purely coincidental. But Lemaisa got married at 40. Lemaisa, that's what happened. Akasha Maisa, he got married at 40. Why? Who cares why? We got married at 40. You want to act the Mesira, so there's a certain regesh. You want to be like your Rebbe. I want to be like my Rebbe. My Rebbe wore these glasses, I'm going to wear these glasses. Your Rebbe wore those glasses because they were the only ones they could find. I don't care. I'm going to wear the same glasses. I'm like my Rebbe. There's a certain, it's not halacha, and it's not a chiyuv, and there's no logic to it, and we make fun of it, but there's a certain logic to it. They're saying it connects you to your Rebbe. You feel closer. You feel more likely to follow. So I think that basically the sashkafa of the chidusha, but it's a much bigger chiddush. In other words, in the chidusha aleiv's case, in the Rabbeinu Bechaya's case, if I asked you, why did Avram Avinu call this well this name? I'm sure Avram Avinu had a very, very logical reason, and he could give you a whole pilpul shir. Avram Avinu was a very deep person. He didn't just go ahead and think of a silly name, right? Even everything in the Torah, the places have the reasons why the places are called that, and the people are given Esav's name because there was a reason. So I'm sure if you would have asked Avram Avinu, why did you call the bear this name, he would have given you a pilpul shir because it fits into the geography and the type of the appearance, and there's all kind of cheshbonos. So when Yitzhak goes ahead and calls the bear the same name of the Avram Avinu, he's in a sense being mevato his das to Avram Avinu's das. Now, that das is not a mitzvah. Avram called it because of the geographical location, because of its physical beauty. He had a cheshbon why he called it that way. But you know, there's no mitzvah to follow his opinion. I want to base and say he based it on the beauty, and I would base it on the climate. No, you're not over any Aveira. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that there's an inyan to be like, you want to connect to Avram Avinu. So you're mevato, your das to his das. So Avram Avinu felt that the right name for this bear is whatever he called it, Niagara Falls. It's a great name. So I'm going to go to Niagara Falls because I thought that touches up the place. There's an updike, it's a falls, and it's in the Niagara, so it fits together, it tells you it's a perfect name, it has a nice rhyme to it, it'll sell, I don't know, whatever it is, you know. So Avram Avinu made a cheshbon, he felt this is the right name for the, you know, North Miami Beach, whatever, Chachma, whoever figured out that name, the people will think it's near the beach, the real estate will probably go up, you know, it's not near the beach, I don't know, whatever it is, there's a certain chachma in the name. So Yitzhak will say, I'm going to be mevato my das, and I'm going to use that name too. But in my case, it's not like Yitzhak decided to get married at 40. It's not like he had a cheshbon. It's not like he said, 40 is a good age to get married. You know, in other words, if Yitzhak would have had a cheshbon, not a ruchniistic cheshbon, but a gashmiistic cheshbon, that 40 is a good age, because a good age to get married, because then you're more mature, whatever. So then I would hear that this is a way of connecting to the Messiah. You know, you go ahead and you're mevato your das to Yitzhak. But this has nothing to do with Yitzhak. Yitzhak didn't even care about 40. He wasn't interested in 40. Yitzhak was only getting married at 40 because that's the opportunity. So, and still, there's an inyan. I got to be like this. An inyan, be like Yitzhak. So I think it's a very yesidistic hashkafa, which obviously needs to be done with care, because you take it too far and, you'll dress up like, you'll be walking around like a, you know, when you put on a beard like the Reshiva, and you'll be wear his clothes, and everyone will laugh at you. And, you know, and it's not obviously. There's a certain level where it's silly and it's fake and it's not. But there's a certain concept that a person needs emotional things to connect you to your Abayim, to your Mesira, and even if it's totally irrational, there's no logical connection. But it's a way of connecting. And even Yitzchak, who was a tremendous tzaddik, he needed this. You know, as a person, because staying connected to the Messiah is a very, very hard nisayon. There's always this drive to be, express your individuality. And a person needs a connection, a root, something to anchor him. And what you see from these chazals is the really what you see from these chazals is the importance of sticking to the Messiah, and that you have to even do certain tricks, which are could be intrinsically meaningless, to go ahead and stick to the Messiah. Either in the Rabbeinu Bechaya's case, is the trick that you're doing is you're following Avraham's seichel, and in my case, you're even just following his behavior even without his seichel. But it's all a way in order to keep you connected to the Messiah.